Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As someone starts mapping out their retirement, one question many have is, should I begin taking my Social Security payments before full retirement age or wait? Rusty Cagle is a certified financial planner and president of ASE Wealth Advisors, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, to help us with this topic. Rusty, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Mike. Always a pleasure to be with you and the listeners.
So share with us let's just dive right into this. What are some key considerations for taking Social Security before full retirement age?
Well, Mike, there are several strategies and also consequences for our listeners to consider before making this decision. There's some of them that we typically talk about, and I'll highlight those. You know, number one is permanent reduced benefits. Full retirement age has moved from age 65 when it was first enacted in the mid-1930s to age 67 if you were born in 1960 or later. So, for example, if your full retirement age is 66, taking it early, your benefits are reduced by 25% at age 62, 20% at age 63, 13.3% at 64, and 6.7% at 65. This will most likely apply to a surviving benefit being reduced also to your spouse. Another thing to consider is that this is typically an irrevocable decision. And then third, if you decide to go back to work before your full retirement age, your benefits can be taxed at a pretty high rate. For 2017, if you earn over right around $17,000, $1 in benefits will be withheld for every two in earnings above this limit. And if you earn close to $44,000, once you hit that level, then $1 in benefits will be withheld for every three in earnings above that limit. So those are some of the common things to consider.
Okay, and so it sounds like there are some serious arguments against taking Social Security early, but I'm sure there are situations where taking these earlier benefits would make sense.
Absolutely. Potentially here are a few reasons that may make sense for early benefits. If you're in bad health, if you have health-related issues, you may want to consider taking benefits early. If you're not willing to wait and feel you will miss out from all the years of contributing to the Social Security system, if your life expectancy is lower than average, this is typically a tough call for someone who is not showing any signs of deteriorating health. If you have a younger spouse or dependents that could influence decision if benefits are needed now. And then finally, it may be a necessity due to inadequate savings, loss of employment, or a disability. One thing that research has shown us that even though it is possibly a better long-term decision considering longevity risk, 62% of people do take benefits early. You know, and this typically can cost them about 8% of income per year for the rest of their life. So this is mostly an emotional decision rather than a financial decision in most cases, and should be one that most people do consider all aspects of making this decision.
Well, let's dive a little deeper into the spouse or dependents factor, needing to consider them.
Well, and that can, again, when you look at Social Security, there can be a lot of different situations that you'd want to consider, but one strategy to consider is for a spouse who doesn't have a big gap from their earnings compared to 50% of their spousal benefit. For example, if an individual starting early results in a reduction from $500 per month to, say, $375 per month, then it may make sense for that member of the couple to start taking those benefits early and getting the benefit now. Another may be if you have dependents in the picture. That could also warrant looking deeper to see if benefits available to everyone in the family should warrant taking it earlier as opposed to waiting till later.
And does the Social Security website have calculators for all of these situations to help you?
They do. And that is a great source to go and just look at your particular situation. I mean, again, with people who may be a widow, people who may be in a second marriage, they may have dependents. That is an excellent source to go to and just look at your particular situation and run scenarios. They have some excellent tools available on the Social Security website.
Well, Rusty, thank you so much for the great information and for spending time with us today.
Well, absolutely, Mike. It's always a pleasure to talk to you and the listeners.
Rusty Cagle is a certified financial planner and president of ASE Wealth Advisors. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.